Thank you for this opportunity. And what we basically work on was to pick one of the development goals and try to come up with some specific concrete ways to tackle them. And just one of these. So one of the things that we look at is goal number 13, which is responsible consumption and production. And when looking at this, we realize that there is a big problem that we are all aware of, and is petrochemical-based plastics. We all know this is a problem, and although we're starting to recycle more and more, and this is one of the key aspects of this goal, is to increase the amount that we are recycling, the reality is that today, petrochemical-based plastics are the major contaminant of oceans. And the amount of these plastics that are ending up in landfills is just increasing. And even if we increase our recycling abilities in developed and underdeveloped countries, we're still seeing this increase. So we start thinking, okay, how can we tackle this? Because at the end of the day, we all should be aware of this problem, and it is an ethical problem. It would be very simple if people would just deal with their waste and be in a sustainable way of thinking about it. But the reality is that to be able to achieve that, we would have to link it to everyone in the world, and this is very difficult. So we thought that there is perhaps a better way to reach this. And this is, we propose to make an international consortium of research to look at bio-based plastics. Why to do that? Well, actually, it's to bring the industry leaders together with scientists. The industry has a vested interest in this because it would allow them to diversify their sources of plastics from renewable sources. It would also bring together the scientists that actually can move forward in these things. Well, why would we do this? One of the things is that if both of these entities are working together, then that means that researchers would have to look at the industrialization and the production processes at the same time that they're looking for high-end science. And the shared IP would actually entice the industry partners to use these new bio-based plastics on all of their products. What would be the buy-in? Well, the reality is that scientists, we are not the best at communicating with the larger public. And often, we have difficulty reaching all of these people. But this is something that big industrial partners like Coca-Cola and other users of plastics are very good at. They're extremely good at marketing. By actually buying in into these renewable sources of plastics, we would be able to actually together improve the awareness of people on the problems with petrochemical plastics, but also to provide new sources of now bio-based plastics for everyone in the industry, but also for consumers, and be able to have actually campaigns that educate people that also benefit the industry, because it would allow them to increase their branding, their environmental friendliness to their consumers, but also to the people. And so overall, we believe that bringing these kind of consortiums together, it's the way forward, because plastics, the reality is a global problem. Everyone knows it's a problem, and we're not actually moving forward. In this way, we believe that we can have a sustainable development that will benefit the industry, scientists, but at the end of the day, to benefit all of us to improve our access to bio-based plastics. Thank you for your attention.
Good morning, Luis. Thank you very much indeed. Very interesting idea.